Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We're your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
I am Craig.
Why are we doing that now?
I don't know.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, we're going to jump right into it. This is episode 59, ranking the top 24 Disney rides.
Can I still apologize for episode 58?
Hey, you didn't hear this from me. But that
segment
will return.
Oh mo.
Last Monday on episode 57, we ranked rides 47 through 25, and it wasn't too controversial, I don't think, gentlemen.
No, I don't think so.
Except for Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh. It was, you know, I only had a few hateful letters that arrived at my house.
That was from
Sissy. They were unsigned.
Oh.
But today we're in the top 24, the creme de la creme of ranking every ride in the four Walt Disney World theme parks. And Derek, Craig, do you have anything you want to say before we jump right into it?
This is going to be far harder than the bottom half of the rankings.
I agree.
That's what I think. I think this is going to be very, very tough.
Craig, I was the last one. I said Pooh was ranked at number 25. Do we need to go back over the list real quick?
I don't think it would hurt since it's been...
Yeah, it's been a week. 47, Triceratops Spin. 46, Tom Sawyer Island Raft. 45, Wildlife Express Train. 44, Seas with Nemo. 43, Main Street Vehicles. 42, Liberty Bell Riverboat. 41, Barnstormer. 40, Grand Fiesta Tour. 39, Tomorrowland Speedway. 38, Mission Space. 37, Astro Orbiter. 36, Magic Carpets. 35, Cali River Rapids. 34, Regal Carousel. 33, Primeval World. 32, Journey into Imagination. 31, It's a Small World. 30, Under the Sea with Ariel. 29, Mad Tea Party. 28, Walt Disney World Railroad. 27, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. 26, Dumbo. And 25, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I think that's a fair list.
Whew, I'm exhausted.
I could be wrong.
Thanks for listening.
No. We're just getting started.
Oh, this is a big milestone. I mean, 59.
59.
I feel like I'm in the 59-50, whatever that is. Isn't that a hat? Is that a hat?
Sure.
Or is that 49?
What?
I don't know.
A 59? What? I don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't either.
Craig, number 24, what ride are you ranking there?
Oh, man. It's just getting tough, guys.
He's getting tough. We're just
getting started.
I know. Guys, I'm going to start off with number 24. Again, let's go ahead and start the controversy rolling. Dinosaur.
Oh, Dinosaur.
Another rough
Disney's
ride.
Animal Kingdom. So why are you ranking it there, Craig? Why is it not higher for you?
I just think that it doesn't rank higher than the other ones listed here.
I think it has something to do with...
That's some good insight.
I think it has something to do with this hernia.
I don't have a hernia.
Oh.
I tell you what, between Primeval World and Dinosaur, Dinoland will beat you to smithereens.
Yeah. And you know, Dinosaur, it's a fun little ride, but it's not one of my top.
And it's terrifying. It's
just, it is for little ones. And somehow you... I'm like, Derek, how do you get that dinosaur back in the vehicle with you?
How does it feel?
And you don't know it.
And Derek, you can attest to this. Once you've ridden the Indiana Jones Adventure in Disneyland.
Dinosaur is nothing but a disappointment.
Yes. It's very dark. It's hard to see a lot of dinosaurs. Derek, number 23, moving on.
23 is going to be Living with the Land.
Living with the Land.
Probably where, I think that's, I think that's where it should be. I enjoy that ride, but again, it's not. I'm a thrill seeker kind of rider,
and a trapper, among other things.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you on that. That's about right for that. I like that.
I would have ranked it higher, but I don't know. Living with the Land has a special place.
But when you start looking at all the rest of these, though, it's hard.
That is true. That is true. Okay, number 22. This could be controversial, but I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug on it. I'm going to say 22, Peter Pan's Flight.
Ooh.
Peter Pan's Flight. I got a reaction out of both of you. It's a great ride, but it's short. And I love the effects in it. I hate the fact that I have to use one of my fast passes on it because I feel like the ride builds too quickly at rope drop to go right there at rope drop, right, and try to fight that. And it just has a long line all day. I do like the queue. It's got a good queue. But, you know, it's what, 2.5 minutes?
If that.
I think it's vastly overrated. But again, it's a good ride.
That's another one we could do. Another
most ranking. Overrated attractions?
No. A value per minute of the ride. Bang for your buck. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. So that's one of the reasons I'm docking points here for Peter Pan. Again, a good ride, great effects, classic, but not going to get in the top 20 for me. Craig, you're up next. 21!
Guys, it's getting tough.
I feel like he said that since the very beginning.
He is. It's just tough.
I think he has 45. What's 45? I don't know.
I love all these rides.
He was disappointed when I named Triceratops.
He was.
21, I'm going to say Star Tours.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. No. Okay, this is the first one I've really had a disagreement with.
I don't have an issue with this. I think it's coming.
Wow.
I'm looking down the list. I've looked down it 2 or 3 times right there, and I just... It's where it falls for me. Now, there's one that's borderline, but you would have a worse fix on... I mean, you would throw a fit on that one, Matthew, if I said the other one.
Now, let's remind our listeners. Today is Monday, July the 2nd.
Right.
Slinky Dog Dash and Aliens Swirling Saucers opened over the weekend, and that we're not factoring them into this list because we have not written them. We don't have enough knowledge about them. So those
are excluded. Like, that's ever stopped us before.
But. No, that's true, but... We are recording this at a time before we know literally anything about them.
Right, right.
So just a reminder that those are not in. But Star Tours at number 21.
It's a great ride. I love it. I love the effects of it. That's where it ranks right now for me with all these other ones.
Wow.
I think if I had ridden the first version of Star Tours, I might have a little more appreciation for it. But
And can I say, too, me being Mr. Nostalgia, it's hard for me to rank anything out of Magic Kingdom when we're getting out of these bottom rides here. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. I get it. Whatever you say, Craig.
I might upset Matthew again here.
I think you're going to say what I was going to say.
Number 20, Derek. We're in on the top 20.
Number 20. At least it made it to the top 20.
It made the top 20. That's pretty good.
This one here, for me, disappointing. Let's go in and take off Soarin'.
Wow. Soarin' around the world.
No, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Soarin' around the world is gone.
Wow, number 20.
It made top 20.
But, I mean, we're getting out of 20 awesome rides. I mean,
I remember with the original Soarin'.
Original Soarin' I would have put in top 5.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Soarin', actually, I'm a nerd. I actually wrote these down a few years ago. And Soarin' was like number 4 for me overall. Not so much anymore. But I still think Soarin' is a top. I still think it's a top 10 ride. Derek says it's number 20.
Derek just can't get by the CGI.
It's too much.
Yep.
I mean, I know that golf ball coming at you was CGI,
But it was realistic. It was very realistic.
But that was really the only thing.
They didn't do the whole Taj Mahal scene.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, the Taj Mahal. Terrible. Well, okay then. That takes us down to number 19. And for me, number 19 is going to be the Carousel of Progress.
Oh, man.
And I think
I think that's a good spot for it.
But for me,
that's
one of my favorites.
And I'm honestly surprised it made it this far. And I cannot believe that it's above Star Tours and Soarin'.
For me, it's got to be.
And Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, for that matter. But
I mean, but this was Walt's
baby. I get that, but when I think ride, I don't think Carousel of Progress. I think of it as a show. In fact, I think we ranked it as a show.
We did rank it as a show.
In our rankings in Battle Royale. So I view it more as a show.
See, that it's so wonderful it can be ranked everywhere.
Okay,
that's
great.
The thing.
That's it. Dual purpose.
Whatever you got to say. That's fine.
Well, these are somebody else's initial
rankings.
Ride rankings. Yeah. This saying is ride.
True. So Carousel of Progress, number 19.
Again, we do want to remind everyone we're using the Parkology.
Yes, Parkology.com, their list of rides and attractions, with the exception of Slinky Dog Dash and Alien Swirling Saucers. Craig, number 18.
I like how he laughs with every pick now.
Oh, man.
Because he knows he's wrong.
I'm going to say it. Frozen Ever After.
Oh, I...
What see, that, I think I'm more surprised that that one's made it this far.
I think because
it's a Carousel of Progress.
I think because it's a new ride. I think it's just we expect...
The newness is still
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
But I think that's a fair... I think it's a pretty fair place to put it.
I do.
I think
I
it's,
agree.
It's got a lot of great effects. It's got a lot of great moments in the ride.
But it, as far as the storytelling aspect of that ride, I think I'm missing it.
I'm not one that focuses on stories a lot in rides. I guess that's one of my flaws.
Between it and the Navi River Journey, I'm missing the storytelling aspect from Disney.
Yeah.
Right now on some of these newer attractions.
Derek?
And having said
17,
that,
17. I think I know what you're going to pick.
This is a story that
maybe I don't.
Probably doesn't need to be told. I don't know. It's
uh-huh.
It's well, you could keep telling it, I guess, but it's not as funny the 15th time you've rode this ride.
Yep.
So I'm gonna keep the hits coming and take off Jungle Cruise.
Oh, well, not surprised, to be honest.
Mm. I feel this is a fair place for that. What do you think, Craig? I'm not...
Again, it's one of my favorites. I like the way it's always been done. But again, like you said, after you ride it several times... You know what? I mean, it's going to be the same old, same old. The jokes sometimes make their way back around.
And the gun is gone.
Yes.
That was one of the funnier jokes to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Was when they would... There was one skipper that we had one time, and what was the joke? It was hippos are afraid of guns, or I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But she held up her gun and just yelled something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was funny at the time. Not funny enough to remember, obviously. But it was still funny.
Again, as we're getting down to these final rankings, it's tough, and I think that's probably where it needs to go as far as an actual ride that you're thinking of. So yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise, as you said, Derek, not as funny the 15th time you've heard it. So that was number 17. At number 16, I believe I am going to use one that you just made mention of, Derek, and that is the Navi River Journey.
That's probably about right.
Brand spanking new ride. And that's three consecutive boat rides with Frozen Ever After, Jungle Cruise, and Navi River Journey. And we'll probably have some enthusiasts be upset that it's ranked higher than Jungle Cruise. But number 16, Navi River Journey. As you said, Derek, there's not much of a story to it, but it's very pretty.
And it is.
I enjoy riding it.
It is beautiful.
It's a very pretty ride. And the audio animatronic is second to none. So, Craig, we are now in the top 15. What do you have at number 15?
Number 15 will be, for me, Kilimanjaro Safari.
What?
Yeah. That seems a little high.
That is, you mean low?
Low, yeah. Low.
That is way too low. Are you kidding?
You think so?
Well,
I'm not going to argue.
I tell you what, argue your point.
Okay, my point is you're as far as a ride, it's not a ride. I mean, you're in a vehicle, you're riding around through a zoo.
You're riding, but it's not a ride.
You know what I mean? The roller coaster. You're not sure. It's not a ride. It's not an experience. You're riding around looking at animals. That's great. I love it. I think it's great, but it's not a ride. I mean, it's not a enthusiastic ride for me.
You feel like the ride needs to be on a track.
No, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you're not going to change it. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to change the Kilimanjaro Safari ride. But it's not Space Mountain. It's not Rock and Roller Coaster. It's nothing that's exciting like that. But it's for what it is supposed to be, it is what it is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I disagree.
That's fine. That's in my rankings. It's probably 15. It's not going to be above these other ones.
I think the Kilimanjaro Safari is the re-rideability of Kilimanjaro Safari is what I love about it. You're always going to see something different.
Sure.
But, wow. I got to say, that's the biggest. I knew, Derek, when we got down to these top rides, there would be some shockers.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that is the biggest shock I have felt since I was born.
What would you...
going to be totally honest.
Matthew, what would you put above that?
Well, it's Derek's turn, but okay. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Oh, I've got two in mind, and I think I'm going to have to go with Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth.
It's kind of tough. I mean, it's slow moving. It's one you could get an app in if you wanted to. So I'm a fan of that part of it. I wanted it to get to the top 15.
Yeah.
And it made it.
It did. I so love Spaceship Earth.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Craig, thoughts on Spaceship Earth?
I like it. I mean, I just think it's the scenes are all kind of neat. And I could ride that over and over and over again.
I don't think I could put it up any higher.
Again, a good example for me. That to me, that's a better ride for what I'm wanting as in a ride than Safari.
Yeah, it's good. It's not better than the Safaris. What do you think, Derek?
I would put it above Safari.
What is wrong with you people?
I'm just...
That's okay. To each his own. Nothing is wrong with you all. Number 13.
Until you prove us wrong right here, right?
Tell you what, it is getting down to the nitty gritty. And for number 13, I am going to say Test Track. I'm putting Test Track. We're going to stick in Epcot.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Right after Spaceship Earth, I'm going to say Test Track. It's a thrilling ride. It's a fun ride. But I don't place it up there in the elite. I think when you get into the top 10, you're talking about the elite Walt Disney World attractions. And Test Track is on the cusp, but it's still not
so quite. So that takes out all of Epcot.
About to say, all of Epcot's gone now.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow.
You just took out Epcot.
Well, sorry, Epcot. I love thee, but, well, we can't put Impressions de France can't be rated as a ride. Otherwise, it'd be in the top 10. But so would the American Adventure. I digress. Number 12. We're down to the Dirty Dozen, Craig. And if we know anything about Craig, he likes to get dirty.
What?
It's getting late.
Number 12 for me, guys. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Big Thunder Mountain. It's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Again, looking at all everything else I want to rank, it's probably right where it needs to be for me.
Derek, would you care to disagree?
I would not. I'm okay with it right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a top 10 attraction, but 12 is not too shabby. I think a good idea would be for each of us to publish our own top 10 list to see how it differs from our list. What do you think?
That's not a bad idea.
We can do that on Twitter and Facebook and maybe Instagram. So for the listener, to recap on what is left, and I'm just going to start here at the top of this list and read it down. The rides that are left are Pirates of the Caribbean, Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, Space Mountain, Toy Story Midway Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror, Expedition Everest, Flight of Passage. Those are the 11 rides that remain. So, Derek, what do you have for number 11?
Number 11. So, I need to get... And there's one I'm wanting to get into the top 10, so I need to put one ahead of it.
Oh, come on now. Looking over that list, I know what I'm saying next.
Honestly, for me, this is not an every-time ride. I'm going to have to say goodbye to the Super Stretch limo.
No.
And Rock and Roller Coaster is going to be number 11.
Yeah. I think that's right.
It's a good thrill ride, but I enjoy Everest a little bit more than the Rock and Roller Coaster. So for me, I think this is a good spot for Rock and Roller Coaster.
And I think it's hurt by the duration of the ride. At, you know what, a minute and a half. It's one of the shorter rides. Probably out of all the rides that are left, it probably has the shortest duration. So it probably is penalized, I would say, for that. So, yeah, I think Rock and Roller Coaster, respectable spot at number 11. And, gentlemen, that brings us into the top 10. Can you believe it?
I'm pumped. I'm... Showdown.
Top 10, ladies and gentlemen.
I think number 10 is going to be the one I was hoping would be in the top 10.
Number 10 for me, I'm going to say it. As I read over that list, I thought, how is this ride still around? Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
He asked how that was still around. Again, it's a newness factor.
See, and I think it's the newness factor. I think it's the nudist.
It is a short, another it's short, a short ride.
That's why I was kind of about to put it right there in that area.
And I'm wondering if I should have put it where Test Track was.
I don't think so.
After more consideration, Well, I'm not going to get into my disagreements with the list right now.
And here's the thing: it's still a top 10 ride. When we go here in a few days to Disney, what's everybody going to race to? And what's the longest wait of anything else there?
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, so, Magic Kingdom, because of the newness.
Newness.
And I think because it is a family-friendly coaster.
Yeah, it hits a large demographic.
The height requirement is only 38 inches.
I just can't believe how much hype was around that and how much went into that and to make such a short ride.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great ride.
It is. It's a wonderful ride, but it's just so short.
That was the first thing when Derek and I rode it together, I think the first time it had opened. The first day it opened, actually.
Yeah, they had a soft opening at the 24-hour day.
Yeah, back in 2014. And we all kind of, well, that was good, but it wasn't that long. But I will say, as the father of a four-year-old, it is hands down his favorite ride in all of Walt Disney World. So that's, I think that's kind of the demographic they were going for, not a bunch of old guys sitting around recording a podcast. So that's
that might fall asleep on it.
Yeah. So that's what I have as number 10, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Craig, we're in single digits now, buddy. What do you got for number 9?
I'm going to honestly say I'm happy with this top 10.
I'm very happy with what's left, except with one exception. But Craig,
I'm going to say for number 9, right?
Yes.
It's down. I've got like two or three right here that are just kind of rotating around each other where they need to fall into where we are. And the rides are left. And a lot of these are just mainstays of Walt Disney World. So I've got to go with probably something that wasn't original, something that wasn't a mainstay of Magic Kingdom especially. So I'm probably going to go to Toy Story Midway Mania.
I agree.
I can get with that. Sorry, Rachel. I mean,
he upset the one and only wife.
I just think that's a good place for it. Again, ranking above, it doesn't rank it above the rest of them in my book.
I do.
It's a great ride, fun ride. It'll wear your arm out.
Yeah,
they are. I don't know that it would ever have that nostalgic feel that I can get from other rides.
No,
like you're saying.
Yeah, it's a must-do ride, but it's not a. Not above other must-dos.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's very fun. And as you said, Derek, there's no really nostalgic appeal to it, but it's a ton of fun. I remember the first time I rode it, I was like, this is awesome. You know, you're like a kid in a candy store. The Elite Eight.
I'm going to put this one down, and I can't believe it made it this far, honestly.
Really? I can't believe any of these you're saying you're surprised.
I love this top 10, but I'm really surprised that this one has made it, and that's the TTA.
Oh!
I'm going to take it off right here.
Now, see, I thought about taking that out a while ago, Derek, but it's just, there's so many people that love that ride.
I love it.
I love that ride. And it's
a top five.
It's fantastic, but I don't think I can make it to top five with it.
And that's one of those rides you can't get at the other Disney parks.
Yeah.
Right.
It always has a short wait. It's 10.
Even if it has a line, it's not more than 15, 20 minutes.
It's 10 to 11 minutes long. It's relaxing. Everybody can ride it. I love it. I love the TTA. It's one of the things I have to do every time.
And on our top 10 rides, it may be a top 5 ride for me. I'm not sure yet, but because this one here is so much depending on what everybody does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Number 7 for me, I would have placed TTA above this, but for number 7 for me, I'm going to say Space Mountain. Love Space Mountain. It is a little uncomfortable. I did lose my bag on it.
And took one or two spots.
Yes. But it's one of those. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, I find myself screaming and laughing every time I ride it. I'm ducking my head to make sure I don't get decapitated because I feel like the bars are right above me. And it's crazy to think that it only goes 27 miles an hour because it feels so much faster because it's in the dark. I love the post show as you're walking out on that little walkway there. I think the exterior of Space Mountain is one of the greatest exteriors in all of Walt Disney World in terms of just looking at a ride. So, Space Mountain number 7.
All right.
Craig, number 6.
Number 6, I am going to have to say, because my favorites remain in Magic Kingdom, I'm going to have to go with Expedition Everest.
Wow. Expedition Everest.
That's a fair spot, though.
Magic Kingdom is getting a lot more love than I thought it would.
It will for me, though. I mean, I just...
Of course.
If I had one park... If I only go to one park every time I go, it'd be Magic Kingdom. It just... I'm sorry, I'm just made that way. We're...
Now, Derek, where would you have ranked Expedition Everest? Because I know you're a huge Expedition Everest fan.
It's probably... It's not much off of six. Probably four or five. I'd probably have at least three above it.
Derek, why don't you recap the list? Before we get to the top five, why don't you recap for the listeners all the way back at 47? I'm kidding. 24 through six. What do we got?
24 through six. Let's see here. 24 is Dinosaur. 23, Living with the Land. 22, Peter Pan. 21, Star Tours. 20, Soarin'. 19, Carousel of Progress. 18, Frozen Ever After. 17, Jungle Cruise. 16, Navi River Journey. 15, Kilimanjaro Safaris. 14, Spaceship Earth. 13, Test Track. 12, Big Thunder Mountain. 11, Rock and Roller Coaster. 10, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Number 9, Toy Story Midway Mania. Number 8, the Tomorrowland Transport Authority.
Transit Authority.
People Mover. Number 7, Space Mountain. Number 6, Expedition Everest.
All right. Do we need to remind the listeners of what remains?
Navi River.
All we have left remaining is Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage. Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh, that's a good... I like this five.
So, Derek... What are you going with? At number five, numero cinco.
Craig's going to love it. Okay.
Here's your drum.
We got to take them buttons and bring from Craig again.
What is this one?
Number five.
It's going to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Oh, no.
Is that okay with you, Craig? He found a button. Don't make me get out the Pirates of the Caribbean air horn version. I don't know. Craig's out of control over here.
That one, sorry.
I'm surprised Pirates actually made it this far.
No, not for me.
It would. I don't even know.
I'm not saying it would make my top five, but I'm not surprised that it's up here.
It's top ten, maybe.
Not it's top five for me.
Craig, you'd rank it 1, 2, 3, 4 if you could. You love Pirates of the Caribbean. Are you sad that it got put out?
Top five is good. I think top five is right. I mean, the last ones here, for me, honestly, flip around wherever you want to. Top five or five.
Yeah.
So
Derek, you're gonna get to determine what is one and what is two.
Yes. As it should be.
Oh. Perfectly balanced is all things should be. I'm Thanos.
I'm very well.
You're Thanos.
Good.
Number four for me, considering all that we have left, I am going to go with the Haunted Mansion at number four.
Oh, no.
I know
our namesake.
I know our namesake.
You can't do that.
So I have to say it's my favorite. Haunted Mansion. I love Haunted Mansion. I love it. But again, I when I'm thinking of my favorite rides, I want there to be a little bit more of a thrill aspect to it. And I love the Haunted Mansion. We all love the Haunted Mansion. We love the queue, and we love the stretching room, and we love the ride itself and everything about it. And I think for being in the top four, it's on the Mount Rushmore of our top rides.
Sure.
So I think when we get down to this, it's hard to go wrong. So Haunted Mansion, number four for me. Craig, number three.
My number three, if I'm looking at what we have left, the top three, which is Splash Mountain,
Tower of Terror,
and
Flight of Passage. Boy, Epcot really didn't do. Epcot did not do too well.
It did not.
I am going to have to say Tower Terror.
Oh wow!
Derek, where did you think it was going
to
go?
I thought it could have gone to the top.
You think it's above Splash Mountain?
I don't. It doesn't matter what I think now. So, Craig, Tower of Terror, number three.
I've got to have my top two. Top five for me, they're interchangeable. So, I mean, that's really...
I'm good with that at three. I'm good with that at two. I don't know if I'm good with it at one, but I'm good with it at two or three.
All right. Tower of Terror. Phenomenal ride. Some would say the best. Derek, what's number two? I hope you make the right decision.
This is a lot tougher than I thought it would be, picking between these two.
So we've got Splash Mountain and Flight of Passage that is left.
Okay, let's talk through this all together.
Okay.
All right.
I like that. We'll take some input.
Well, can we talk through Tower of Terror, too? I'd like to talk.
Hey, I would like to talk through Haunted Mansion, since it's our namesake and what we all say we love the most of Disney.
Okay.
So,
I don't remember us saying that when we came up with the name of the group.
Yeah, right? We didn't say that was our favorite. We just said it was our namesake.
That's what we have on Twitter.
So, are you okay with Haunted Mansion being
love Haunted Mansion 4?
I am.
I'm okay with Haunted Mansion being 4. So
okay, I guess I'm
so
just,
it's 4.
I'm out.
Craig, you are okay with Tower of Terror being 3.
Right.
Derek, are you okay with Tower of Terror being 3?
I am.
Oh, okay. Then I'm
sorry.
So that brings us down to our last two.
Okay. I kind of like this top five thing we're doing here.
Kind of work it out.
Yeah, we're going to talk it through.
See, okay. Mate, I really, really love Splash Mountain.
Uh-huh.
I've probably went the most of all three of us, but it's been for the shortest amount of time.
It's all been.
So I don't have. Mine's very concentrated over years. It's not.
And I'm glad you said that, because here's my thoughts. 10 years from now, will Flight of Passage be as good as it is now? As opposed to Splash Mountain.
Right.
That's the way I look at things, because I've been going since the 70s.
Since before Splash Mountain was even open.
Correct.
So you got classic case of a brand, the latest, newest thing, the next big thing, and the more classic, iconic attraction.
And that's why Pirates of the Caribbean, that's why Haunted Mansion, those are so close to me, because those things have been around since the 70s, and they still are loved by everybody. Will Pandora, Flight of Passage, be in that same category?
I'll go ahead and say my number one is Splash Mountain.
And can I say this too? I mean to keep dominating here. But where do we put Soarin'? And Soarin', 5 years ago, was right there where Flight of Passage is now.
I see that.
Now that was a different Soarin', too, though.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying?
Sure. And one issue I have with Flight of Passage are the glasses.
I agree.
That's a big issue to me, because sometimes they fit and sometimes they don't.
And it takes away from the ride.
And it takes away from the ride. I don't know why they couldn't have done that in an HD version,
4K
with a projector that without glasses.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal to me, because honestly, a pair of glasses has fallen off my face during that ride.
And I don't know, Derek. And again, I may be totally off with the 3D, but I don't know why you couldn't get the same feel of that ride without the 3D.
Sure. Like you said, 4K is going to be just as good to me as 3D.
I think the glasses take away from it.
And I know this should be a factor, but it's such a hassle to get on Flight of Passage.
It is. And but again, the newness factor.
And the pre-show is so annoying.
It's
terrible. And, you know, I love going to Flight of Passage, but Splash Mountain is still one of those rides. I've ridden it over and over and over, and I still see and notice new things every time I ride it, because it tells such an elaborate story, and it goes on and on and on. And it's a 10-minute ride. And for Sissy and I both, it's our favorite ride there. It has been since we first went.
Absolutely. I think we have a number one.
I think we just walked it through there.
For us.
Probably my top five would all come from Magic Kingdom if I was truly ranking. But just because that's how I am, so I'm kind of biased. But I think in this, especially down to these two, for me, you get final say-so, Derek, but for me, it's going to be Splash Mountain is number one, Flight of Passage number two. Because, again, I think in 10 years, Flight of Passage will not be in the top five.
And who knows? I mean, if all those new Pandora movies don't pan out, then is Pandora going to be Pandora?
Good point.
For an infinite amount of time.
I think... Pandora's going to take a back seat when Star Wars gets here anyway.
I agree. But at the same time, I know when I first rode that ride, I said it was the best ride on property. But now after riding it several times and having the issues I've had with it, I'm not sure that I believe that anymore.
Right.
So it's, I really believe it's a great ride, but I believe both of them are great rides. Right. So I would say my number two is going to be Flight of Passage.
And I think we all, the newest is always what we kind of pull to anyway. That's why we said a while ago, Seven Dwarfs has made it as far as it did. That's why when I ranked Frozen Ever After, it's mm-hmm. kind of where it was. It's a new ride. So I think the new rides will always kind of make their way to the top.
Well, that'll be up to Matthew. That,
which so we'll he doesn't really have a say-so,
let
does
me
he?
See. I'm going to say Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain is my number one. Tower of Terror is a close second for me personally. So I think we've done a pretty good job ranking these rides.
A lot harder than what we thought.
What's that?
A lot harder than what we thought. Oh, yeah.
You've never played this game with Matthew. we've had these discussions,
though.
We have.
So congratulations to Splash Mountain, the number one ride in all of Walt Disney World, according to the Grim Grinning Guys. And
to all three of us, I think.
Yeah, I think we all came to that consensus.
Is there another authority to listen to than Grim Grinning Guys?
I don't know that I know. There shouldn't be. So with that being said, I think in the coming days we should post this on our social media pages and let the listener give us some feedback on what their favorite rides are. So to recap the top 10, number 10 was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, number 9 Toy Story Midway Mania, number 8 the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, number 7 Space Mountain, number 6 Expedition Everest, number 5 Pirates of the Caribbean, number 4 Haunted Mansion, number 3 Tower of Terror, number 2 Flight of Passage, and number 1 Splash Mountain. That is it. That is the final countdown on this matter we're going to be giving you. And so, listeners, feel free to...
I love that commercial.
I do, too.
He's watching his microwave bill.
Feel free to chime in with your top 10 rides. I think the three of us will also be... We'll probably put a tweet out there, a Facebook post, and we'll comment on that with our own personal opinions of what our top 10 rides are. And that brings us to...
I hope Winnie the Pooh doesn't make any of our top 10s.
And that's going to bring us to a weekly and episodely segment.
We'll call that a word.
The longest running segment.
Absolutely.
Called
Grinning Greatness.
What a milestone, gentlemen.
Guys, we'll go with what Derek asked last Monday to go along with these same thoughts. If you were re-ranking the top 10, we're not going back to the top. Well, let's do what Derek did.
Let's go do 1 through 24.
Let's go 1 through 24 if there's anything in there, which I know y'all are going to hammer some of the things I said, but 1 through 24, what would you change differently? What would you want to move around that you don't agree with on the ranking?
Well, Craig,
I got to go first, right?
That's right. You go
first. That's why you handed me that. If I was going to change something, I'm pretty happy with where everything ranked because my favorites, Pirates of the Caribbean.
So you wouldn't change a single thing.
The only thing I may change is for me personally, and again, I got a messed up mind. I would probably move Peter Pan down or up from 22 on up a little bit because it's a fan favorite, and I'd probably move Space Mountain maybe in the top five as well. But I don't know what I move out.
Yeah,
but again,
that's the thing is if you move something up, you got to move something out.
I like the old stuff, so I'm probably there. I think, honestly, guys, I think we've done a good job.
I do too. You know what I'm going to say? I would move Kilimanjaro Safaris. I think 15 is far too low. It's definitely a top 10 ride. I think it's borderline top 5 ride. To be honest, I would put it ahead of Pirates of the Caribbean, personally,
and I would not.
But I think it's a phenomenal ride. So that's the one I would move.
Yeah,
is if I had to pick one, it would be that. And I would also probably move Soarin' up the list a little bit.
Unfortunately, I would probably move Carousel of Progress up the list. Down.
What number is it ranked?
It's 19.
So 19. I would move it into the 20s.
Oh, so you think it's ranked too high?
Yeah. You have to really nitpick about it, but I think it's probably a mid-20s.
I don't think, then, except for Matthew's thoughts on Kilimanjaro Safaris, I don't think we've missed many by that many. Like, you may miss two or three here, or two or three there.
I think it's a fair list.
Just,
Do we have time for another? You didn't hear this from me, but...
No, we. Look at the clock. We're way out of time. Yeah.
Maybe next time. My apologies,
listeners. Maybe next time. Thank you, listeners, for joining in. As always, give us some feedback on our social media outlets to let us know your favorite Walt Disney World rides and how you would change the ranking system that we have set for you. It's been fun, guys, ranking these 47 rides. I've really enjoyed it.
I hope everybody's enjoyed as much as we have.
Are we going to insert...
I think when we come back, we need to talk about where we put the Slinky Dog Coaster and the Swirling Saucers. I think that's fair. And don't forget that coming up in just a few days, less than 2 weeks away, the Grim Grinning Guys will be in Walt Disney World, all three of us. So, not the two of you, not the whole time. That's true. Thanks for reminding me. Listeners, thank you for your support. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back. If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in